God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and his message on greatness from Scripture. The Encouraging As we open the Word of God together today, I pray that you'll understand that Dr. Don's message on He Will Be Great is not just about the greatness of God, although God is so great, but it's about how we, as we understand that greatness, can be empowered to elevate ourselves to a little more greatness in the way that we live in our lives, sometimes just within the people closest to us, our family. Know that we're here for you. Love to pray with you and for you as we study the Word together. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or connect with us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Now today's message, He Will Be Great, with Dr. Don Wilton.
God is so great. I mean, I want you to just think for a minute how great God must be. Can you imagine how great God must be? I mean, He made the whole world, didn't He? I mean, He made us. He made everything. He's an awesome God. And we sinned against God. That's what the Bible says. When God made us, Adam and Eve, they sinned against God. And because of their sin, they became separated. Man cannot have any fellowship with God, who is so great, He's so mighty, and He's so holy. So here's what He did. I want you to really get, you listening? I want you to really listen to this. God loves us so much that He sent Jesus to come down to this earth. I've just been there. Been right to the place in Bethlehem. I've been to Nazareth where He grew up. And you know, God, who is so great, so awesome, so mighty, so powerful, the one who hung the stars in place, He loves us so much that He sent Jesus to come down to our level. And Jesus came and was born as a baby. And Jesus is God. And Jesus, because He loves us so much, was willing to become awfully small. This big God became so small, little baby, for us. He allowed Himself to be reduced down to our level. Because God, who is so great, loved us so much that He sent Jesus down to this earth to become a little baby, to get on our level, and to go to a cross and give His life so that little people like us can have life in Him. He gives us His life. And when Jesus became a baby, He didn't lose anything. He gave everything. So I want you to open your Bibles with me for just a few moments. Let's try and understand this the way God would have us to understand this. So I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles. Go to Luke chapter 1, the Gospel of Luke and chapter 1. I'd like to read to you what I've been talking about. This is powerful. So let me read to you. This is an amazing story when this all began. This is how it all began. Because God came down upon Mary, and by His Spirit, she conceived and she had a baby. And His name? Jesus. Listen, here it is. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. All right, everybody, look at me. Remember these two big young gentlemen here? God, sent from God. Who's God? Everything that we know about Jesus comes from God. God is Jesus' Father. He's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are many religions in the world. I've just been all over that part of the world. There are all kinds of religions. People, many times they'll say, now, what is it about Jesus? Well, God is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. And I don't want you to miss the fact that what is about to happen came from God. One of my favorite verses in the Bible goes like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's Jesus. That whoever believes in him. Now, the whoever part is one of my favorite parts, because that means everyone. Jesus came so that all people could know him. Doesn't matter which country, which culture, what food you like, what language you speak. All people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die, but will have everlasting life. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. So look what happens here. I'm still in verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin who was pledged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And so the angel Gabriel, coming to speak God's words, came to her and said, "Greetings, Mary, you are favored in the eyes of God, and the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this is. Can I just say this, by the way? Who wouldn't have been greatly troubled? Number one, suddenly an angel shows up. And you'll be interested to know just a little while later, the angels do that all over again. This time, they pick on darkness of night and they show up amongst a group of shepherds sitting out in a field, minding their own business, tending over sheep, and suddenly they are there. And when the shepherds see the angel and all the light, they become absolutely terrified. So Mary is not only terrified by the presence of an angel, but she's also terrified at some of the things that are being said to her. What do you mean? I have found favor with God. Now watch what happens here. She was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Did you know, by the way, that God is eternal? This God who spoke through the angel is eternal God. Now, it's hard to understand that. God has always been there, and he always will be. There was never a time that God was not. Now, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around that, isn't it? Because we're on a time machine. You know, we're born, and then we get older and older and older, and then one day we die, and we see life in terms of a period of time. God doesn't, because God is eternal. And God was making an eternal decree when he spoke through the angel telling Mary that Mary was going to have the baby Jesus who would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And the reason eternal God was making an eternal decree concerning his eternal son was that he loved us. He was giving us the greatest hope that we could possibly ever have, because this Jesus means that we can live forever. All fear of life and death is removed. Now, here's what I want to speak to you about for just a moment. Just the phrase, he will be great. So have a look at that again. I want you just to focus in on verse 32. Here's what the angel said. The angel said to Mary, this baby that you're about to have will be great. What does that mean? What does it mean that Jesus will be great? Interesting statement. That Jesus will be great. How can a little baby be great? Great what? How would Jesus be great? Well, Jesus is great, first of all, because he's God, you know. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. We're talking about God here, and God is great. He's awesome. I wonder what it was that God wanted us to know when the angel Gabriel made this statement to Mary and said, Mary, you have found favor with a great and an awesome and a holy and a righteous God. I want you to know that you're going to conceive. You're going to have a son by the name of Jesus. And here's what I want you to know about him. He is great. That little word great there is powerful. That's what the archangel was saying about God. Look at him. He's great. And then I look into the face of a holy and a righteous God and I ask myself, why is Jesus so great? Well, there are so many reasons. He's great, this Jesus, because he's the only one who can forgive you and me for our sin. He is great.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on the Encouraging Word broadcast. In just a few moments, Dr. Don will be back with the rest of his message, He Will Be Great, in just a few moments. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you that we have some unique opportunities to stay connected and stay disciplined in your daily walk by joining us with the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. Again, this is an absolute free resource, and you can get it in a couple of ways. I take it emailophonically. Every day I get that email from Dr. Don about 6 o'clock in the morning, a scripture, a focus of the day. Today it was Proverbs 4:27, and talk about distraction. We may talk about that more again in the day, but I'm distracting. I just want you to know that we are here to help you grow in your faith on a daily basis. And if this word would be an encouragement to you, again, it's absolutely free. You can get it either as a little quarterly booklet that gives you 3 months at a time. Many of my friends put it over their visor and study it during their carpool time. In this particular season, since carpool time is just right around the corner, we're all living together, working together, schooling together, perhaps it's a great way to get it emailophonically. You can sign up on our website at teonline.org. Again, that's teonline.org. Just ask for the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide, and it'll be sent to your email box right away. We'll start in the morning, as a matter of fact. You can even text us. Text us the word daily to 30500. That's right. Just text the word daily to 30500. We'll send you a quick link. You can sign up and, again, begin receiving these emails from Dr. Don tomorrow. All this and more resources are available on our website at teonline.org. That's teonline.org. Again, forgive the long interruption. We'll dive back in just a minute. Now, matter of fact, we'll dive back in right now to He Will Be Great, today's message from Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word.
You know, Jesus is the only one who can forgive us for our sin. That's what makes him so great. I know people in my life who have spent a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort, doing everything you could possibly imagine to try and find forgiveness of sin. And the Bible says that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What some of you may not know about me is I was born in Africa, lived on the other side of the world, came from a wonderful family. But I needed to be forgiven of my sin. My father, a great preacher of the gospel, and my mother, the most beautiful lady one could ever be around, and loved me with no strings attached. And I loved my mama with all my heart, but neither my mama nor my dad could give to me forgiveness of sin. Lamar Jackson might have won the Heisman Trophy, But I believe that the reason why he acknowledged the greatness of God in and through the Lord Jesus Christ is that not even a Heisman Trophy can give him what only Jesus Christ can do. I present to you this Jesus. He's great. When God gave us another book in the Bible called the Letter to the Hebrews, he asked a question. He said, "So, tell me, how are you going to escape if you neglect so great salvation?" We're a vast crowd today by virtue of the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry as thousands of us worship the Lord together. But I say to you, as I say to these young men, sort out your priorities now, gentlemen. Don't spend the rest of your life changing pipe dreams, barking up the wrong tree. The Bible says you and I are sinners, condemned to die, and the wages of sin is death. And when the angel announced this great news to Mary, what the angel was careful to say, because God said it through him, was, "I want you to know that my Son, the Son of the living God, is great, and he's great because he's the only one who can provide you with forgiveness of sin." Gentlemen, don't mess with God. God is not someone to take out of a box on a Sunday morning. He's not someone that you give a knee to pray to every now and again before and after a game. He's not someone you dust off when you need a new job. He's God Emmanuel, God with us. He is great because he forgives us for our sin and he makes us brand new. See, that's the second thing that he does. This Jesus is great because he's the only one who can make us brand new. You know, all those years ago in Africa, you would have looked at me and thought that I had it all together. Life allows us to look like we've got it all together. The way we dress and the things we do and the games that we play and the friends that we have, the places we go and visit and the awards that we receive. But I'll tell you, there's a sea of people out there who are wanting a new beginning, wanting to be able to start again, wanting to be able to stand up in the morning and take a breath of fresh air. And that's what Jesus does. That's why he is so great. Bible says if you are in Christ, you become a brand new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become brand new. That was my experience. It's never stopped. When I gave my heart to Jesus, that's what happened to me. First of all, this great God forgave me because Jesus died on a cross for me. He forgave all my sin. And secondly, he made me brand new. Just turned my whole life around, gave me new meaning, put a jump in my walk and a spark in my eye. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about receiving the life of Christ, becoming brand new. People everywhere are looking for hope, and Jesus Christ is our hope. He's our strength. He's our fortress. Give your heart and life to him today. Turn your heart over to him. He'll make you brand new. Wonder if there's anyone today listening, worshiping the Lord. You're looking back on your life. There are things that you regret doing, places that you've been, stuff that you've got involved in, hurt that you carry in your heart. Maybe that hurt comes from a daddy that you never knew or a mother that you never knew. Maybe it's from some kind of abuse. Pain is a real thing, and Jesus Christ is the great one because he makes us brand new. Let's us start all over again. He's great. Why is he great? Why did the angel say he will be great? Because he's the only one who can forgive you. He's the only one who can make you brand new. But get this one. This is my favorite one. He's the only one who can take you to heaven forever. He's the only one who can take you to heaven forever. Now get this. Everyone looking at me, including me, all of us are going to die someday. Did you know that? All of us. It's not a popular subject. All of us. Every one of us, doesn't matter how old or how young we might be. And do you know what the Bible tells us about the greatness of Jesus? It means that because Jesus lives in my heart, that I'm going to live with him forever. You see, Jesus had died, and God raised him from the dead. And there were a group of guys walking down the road, and Jesus appeared to them after he died. And he walked with them, and then he went to Galilee, and he ate breakfast with them, and then he went back to Bethany, where he arrived, where he raised Lazarus from the dead. He went back to the same place where he is going to come back and land on the Mount of Olives to set up his kingdom upon earth. This Jesus, guys, this Jesus, ladies, this Jesus, my friends, he's great. He's so great that because of what he did, it means that I now, because I belong to him, because I'm a son of God, you're a daughter of God. We are sons and daughters of the God Most High. We are part of the family of God. And because he is in us, this Jesus, this Christ of Christmas, he's so great, it means that we can be guaranteed that whether we were to die first or whether Jesus were to come in the clouds and we'd be taken up to meet all of our loved ones up in heaven and be with him, the fact, the bottom line is that we are going to be with Jesus forever. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? It's great. So here we are in Luke chapter 1, and the angel arrives, scares Mary half to death, says to her, Mary, you found favor with God. You're going to conceive by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to have a little baby. His name is going to be called Jesus. He is God. And I want you to know, the first thing I want you to know is this Jesus that you give birth to is great. He's the absolute greatness. And the interesting thing is, when I was in Israel last week, I've got some very close friends who speak all kinds of languages, like my friend Saliba. And I said to him, how can I possibly describe the word great? And he looked at me and he said to me, Don, in the original language, you cannot describe the greatness of God. There is no human word that can describe the greatness and the awesomeness and the power of Almighty God. God, all you need to do is to understand one thing, and that is that he loves you so much. And now you know the rest of the story, because you know, and you will always know, that this is exactly what God has done for you. He gave to us Jesus, and he is great.
You know, when you hear a preacher say that, you know what God has done for you. I pray that you don't miss out on that teaching moment to also know that gifting moment. God has done everything for you. Just a week or so ago, we're celebrating Easter and what Christ did on the cross of Calvary. I pray that you've not allowed the enemy or any distractions to distance you from that resurrection. I remember the pastor's message that day was between two resurrections. You know, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, but one of the joys of knowing that is when you belong to Jesus Christ, then you have a resurrection to look forward to as well. No matter what happens, no matter what sickness, no virus, no accident, whatever it is, when our time is done, all of us are going to die. But those of us that belong to Jesus Christ, we have another resurrection to look forward to, buried with Christ in baptism, so to speak, as a symbol, raised to walk in newness of life. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then perhaps you're living in fear of what that other death might be. The joy of knowing there's another resurrection company is great peace to your life. Let's talk about it. It starts with a simple conversation with God to give your life to Jesus. Would you take a moment and listen to our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, next?
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that.
Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey.
If God stirs your heart to give your life to Jesus Christ, call us. Let us know. You need to be telling friends about that, and let us be those friends you start with. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. We have great resources to put in your hands to help you begin your life with Jesus Christ. That's 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. And if you're interested in more ways to get connected with TEW, Liz is going to give you that coming up next.
Everywhere there are people who want to know the truth. Our mission at The Encouraging Word is to share God's truth with a searching world. We have a deep and abiding conviction in our hearts that Jesus Christ has an encouraging word for each of us. We would love to send you some information on how you can learn more about our ministry. You need to know who you are listening to. The world is full of false prophets. Our desire is to help you connect more to God, encourage you on your Christian journey, and to help you engage the world for Christ. Call us at 866-899-9673 and say, "I want to know more about the Encouraging Word," and we will send some information to you. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Time's gone for today, but you can still sign up online at tewonline.org and call for your copy of the Daily Encouraging Word at 866-899-WORD. That's free. 866-899-9673. Let us put what Doc put in my hands this morning. Don't get sidetracked. Proverbs 4:27. A lot of us fail, but not because we aren't talented or determined or passionate, but because we get sidetracked. God told Habakkuk, "Write the vision and make it plain so that many who may run to read it." Unless you've clearly defined your goals, there's a chance that we're not going to run where we need to. I pray that you would discover more in today's edition of the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. You can find it online at tewonline.org. Learn how you can avoid getting sidetracked and see how Proverbs 4:27 is coming to life, at least in my life and perhaps in yours as well, in this unique time of studying God's Word together. Now, tomorrow we'll be back with another great message called This Jesus from Dr. Don Wilton. I hope you'll join us then. Between now and then, I pray you have an absolutely blessed day.